Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your host today. We do this every first Friday of the month, and we have been doing this since 2014, so it's been quite a good run, and all of the meditations are posted on our website, globalwaterhealing.org. So you can go there anytime you like and pick from over 100 meditations, all revolving around water healing. So I'm excited today to have an old friend here, Lori Rayon. Rayon's an internationally known interspecies communicator and soul healer. And I think I first met her at the Cetacean Summit we did in Hawaii. She's also a collaborating author of the best-selling book, Dolphins and Whales Forever, which I have a chapter in, Shay has a chapter, David, quite a few, Muriel, quite a few of us on the call were involved with that book. And back in 2015, she released an amazing transformational film called Ascension Guidance, Living in Your Sacred Heart. So Rayon's gifts really allow her to speak to the animals and the angels and translate their messages to humanity. And she works in sacred partnership with Master Cat Puda and also the whales and dolphins. She's the creator of the Whale and Dolphin Energy Light Medicine School, where you can become a certified practitioner in whale and dolphin healing. And currently, she has graduates in 13 countries and 4 different languages. So her work also includes boat trips and retreats to interact with wild and free dolphins and whales. And she facilitates retreats in Hawaii, Mexico, Bimini, Southern California, Morea, and the San Juan Islands. And some of the time, you can actually swim with the whales and dolphins on these trips. So basically, Rayon's an animal communicator and a teacher, a certified Akashic Records consultant, a life path intuitive, and a telepathic teacher. So she and Master Cat Puda work as an ascension team, and they operate the Omnidimensional Mystery School in Oceanside, California. And you can find out more about her work at laurierayon.com. That's laurierayon.com. So welcome, Lori. We're excited to have you here today again.
Thanks, Mary.
What you got for us today? Yeah.
It's really wonderful to be here with all of you. We really look forward to this. Whether we're listening or presenting, it's just an incredible time to come together for the oceans and the waters of the world. First thing I wanted to say is it would be good if everyone could get a bottle or a glass of water and have it nearby for the session we're doing today. And the second thing I want to say is that today is a very special day. I heard one of the ladies mention it when she came on. It's the 777 Gateway, today being July 7th, the 7th month, the 7th day, 2023, adding up to 7. The energy of July 7th is creating a global grid of light. The presence of duality is transcended today through triangulation, offering us the opportunity to connect to a quantum timeline, where Gaia's ancient star-seeded past, our earthly present, and our future all become possible. Today we reach across time and space with our global water blessing to create harmony for ourselves and the planet with our divine soul essence. So tap into your divinity, tap into that soul and that wonderful presence that you are, because when we join our collective energy, amazing things can happen, especially on a day like today. So I'm going to share a message, part of which I have presented before years ago on this platform, but part of it's new too, and what we're really going to do is tap into the whales, and I'll explain that. So today we gather as a force of light, choosing to access the aspect of oneself that is the highest vibration of yourself or your I Am presence. Today, we access the core of our own divinity that is deeply caring, is loving, and self-nurturing. For many of us, when we think of a being on earth that embodies these qualities I speak of, we think of a cetacean, and that would be a dolphin or a whale. So today, let us find the ambassador of joy and bliss within ourselves that is a representative of living within the pod of humanity. From this place, everyone serves the greater good of the pod and is a beloved brother or sister. We are beings that are capable of such great love, and as we express that here on earth, through first love of self and then unconditional love for our earth community, amazing things can happen. We return to the energy of the pod, which is living for the good of the many, not the self. So today we respect and honor the teachings of the great whales. We ask to raise our vibrations so that we may hear their teachings and their wisdom. The whales are our elders. Having lived on Earth, stewarding this beautiful planet for some 300 million plus years, it's almost inconceivable to imagine how long they have actually lived on our planet. And there is no substitute for experience. We also know that eons ago, the whales walked upright on the land, as we humans do. And if you look at the skeleton of the whale today, they have 5 fingers in their pectoral fins and 10 toes in their tail fins. Over time, they moved into living into the oceans and became what we now know as aquatic creatures. They tell me the reason they moved into the water so long ago is because the earth was invaded at that time by off-world beings that were not benevolent. They had the option, by spirit, to be evacuated from the planet, but they actually chose to stay and move into the water to survive the blast. They were successful, and their water-based lives began. In our communications with the whales, they ask us to set our intention as a group today to acknowledge and access our own multidimensionality. You see, we are capable of being in many places and within many timelines at the same time. In doing this, we open our human selves to conscious creation, accessing the memories within ourselves and new realms of possibilities. So the whales say to you, to each of you, thank you for taking this journey. And they're asking us to join together now with our consciousness and feel the love that we have for this planet, for our lives here, and for the waters of this world. Let us choose to raise our vibration and today connect to a portal of light. Take a deep breath, moving your energy into your heart. And each of us today, we're asking you to open a portal beneath your feet. Know this is possible. And together, as we open our individual sacred portals, we visualize the ocean below us, right where you are now. Vision the whales swimming below your feet. Give permission and allow this portal to open for you. Now, energetically, let's slip into that warm, tranquil ocean water that's right below you. This portal of light that has opened is connecting us directly to a greater portal of light that we can all join in and access together. So we're about to take a magical journey with the whales, where we all can work together as a force of light to clear the waters of this world. Breathe deeply now, feeling the presence and the essence of the whales, and make sure you're grounding yourself down into the Earth Mother. As we journey, ask that your human form is cared for and protected, as we surrender now to the journey of the whales. Let's take another deep breath. You look around, you find yourselves now joined with a large pod of humpback whales in the warm blue waters. We're guided now into a chamber within the water that we are told is an Akashic record room. Within this room are all of your records of all of your lives, stored in the energetic field of that which is you. Within this amazing chamber, we realize that we are in a holographic field of light. We see ourselves as we truly are, which is literally light projected onto the medium or the matrix of Earth. Many call the matrix the web or the crystalline grid. In this now moment, we are at the point of projection, onto which you perceive yourself, and that which you currently physically exist within. And now, let's set our intentions to merge with our higher being and our multidimensional selves. As we journey with the whales, we are taken deeper now into the ocean waters of our beautiful planet Earth. Here, we remember when the water was first brought to the planet. In the creation of our planet, it was decided that all of the water would be delivered at one time. The water for Earth would be sentient, conscious. It would be alive. And our water would have memory capabilities. The amount or measurement of water would never be destroyed, only recycled. Water was created to be the medium for which life would be seeded and evolve. Water also became the medium of storage and memory for the Akashic records of the planet. Every soul's journey would be recorded in the water molecules for posterity. The consciousness of water would always be available for all souls to access as they evolved and began to seek information stored in the Akashic records. The history of all that has been, is now, or ever will be, is in the water. The history and knowledge is within the water in the oceans, and even within the water in your own body. Remember the exact amount of water that was delivered in the beginning is still the exact amount that exists today. The water was given the capability of transforming itself into vapor, into clouds so that it could travel and cover the planet, descending to Earth through snow and rain. The water that was originally delivered as an ocean began to move freely upon the Earth, creating rivers and lakes and beautiful streams. The water was given the capacity to freeze and to create ice. But most importantly, the water became the necessary component for physical life to be seeded, to be born, and to exist as we know it now. Water is sentience, and we are water. So as we remember our own creation and the history of our water, we ask now to tap into the Akashic record of the vibration of water when it very first arrived. The water was loved and held in the essence of Prime Source, of Mother, Father, God. The water was filled with light and color and song, holding the purest, most pristine designs of geometric forms. The water was pure potentiality for each of us and for all of us. In many ways, water is simply crystallized light. So when we think about today healing all of the waters on our planet and restoring the water to the original vibration, it has to start right here at home. We must first think about healing ourselves, as we are the keepers of the water within our own bodies. The water in our bodies responds instantly to love and appreciation. If we can offer our own water perfect love and acceptance, forgiveness, and then gratitude, we can transform our own body into a vehicle that can carry more light. When the vibration of the water in your own body rises, the crystalline structure of the water that is your own blood changes and vibrates again in the frequency of healing and well-being. So by consciously blessing the water within you, in just a few moments we are changed, we are healed, and we become good stewards for the sentience of water. So together, now joined in love, we take the opportunity to change the water in our own bodies through intention. As we become lighter, we crystallize the light within us and return much of our own water, vibration, and consciousness to that of purity and love. So let us directly participate now in this water blessing. Everyone, take your bottle or glass of water and hold that to your heart. Join me now in my intentions with your intentions. When we bless the water in our bodies, we change the crystalline structure of the water molecules in your very own body, preparing us for further water blessings and for a connection and healing with the whales. Let us say to the water, "Water, we bless you. Water, we love you. Water, we honor you. Please forgive us for polluting you or harming you in any way. And now, wherever you are, if you would say the Ho'oponopono prayer to the water in your bottle or glass and into your body, 3 times. Water, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Water, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Water, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. Through the power of our divine essence, we choose to raise the vibration of the water in our bodies and the water in our glass to the highest possible vibration right now. So take a moment, take a reverent moment now to drink some of your blessed water, feeling it enter your body, transmuted and restored to perfection through the vibration of what we have just shared, which is love. I'm going to take a drink here. Tastes so good. And now, we're going to take a moment to bring our attention to the great whales. When the humpback whales sing, the crystalline structure of water begins to change. The waters begin to heal and restructure within actual 30 seconds of being in the presence of whale song. So we're going to listen to the whales sing for just about a minute, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So open to the whales as these sounds enter your body. Ago, the Japanese scientist I feel most of you probably know about, Dr. Masaru Emoto, photographed the structure of water, proving that it's conscious, it's sentient, it's alive, that it has memory capabilities. He proved that when water is in the presence of a positive vibration, it forms beautiful sacred geometric forms at the molecular level. This includes positive loving words and beautiful music. He was able to begin photographing this phenomenon and again prove that water is alive and responsive to its environment. What a breakthrough that was for our planet. Further, Dr. Emoto and Dr. Todd Ovokides worked together in Japan to clear the filthy and toxic Japanese tap water. They had no luck with music and positive words to clear this filthy, green, toxic water. They then brought in the humpback whale song. Listen to the sounds, and the water immediately began to clear. They were amazed and delighted as they discovered only the whale sounds could clear this toxic water. They then began to observe that the water crystals that formed were in the shape of the light body, or the Merkaba. Double star tetrahedron water crystals were the result of the water that was exposed to whale song. Scientific proof now exists that the whale songs are the most powerful healing sounds on the planet, and they are designed to assist the human in restoring your own original design, creating your own light body, which is your true form. The whales have told us that their songs are the songs of creation, and they are here to assist everyone in creating a higher vibration. So deeply feel into the whale song, and consider using whale song in your daily life to clean your home, to raise your vibration, and to begin to feel your own water crystals in your own body changing and aligning and clearing as your own blood changes into beautiful water crystals. You know, I've been doing what we call whale healing and clearing now, I think it's almost 20 years, 19 years now. And when I first started this work, I was communicating pretty clearly with the dolphins, but I hadn't yet communicated with the whales. But they clearly told me, we'd like you to bring in whale song into your healing sessions. And you surrender, you know, ask the client to surrender to the song. And I didn't completely understand it. Well, I probably even now don't completely understand it, but I did it out of faith. I did it because they asked me to. And, you know, I've witnessed, I'm going to say, thousands of people over these 20 years and animals get well in the presence of whale sounds without completely, again, knowing how they do it. I know they bring their living light field to us and around us. It's almost like their Merkaba drops over your home, wherever you are. And everybody gets better. And the animals respond so quickly. You know, they're so pure of heart to receiving these healing codes. So in our house, every day, we play some level of whale sound. Sometimes I play them in the car. And I know it contributes to our vibration here, to the home we live in. And I just want to encourage you all to do that because there's now scientific proof. Now that we have the scientific proof, I brought that into our teachings with the whale school, into our personal sessions, and to share with all of the people that are studying to become certified practitioners in these arts, because the more people that understand this and use it can imagine when the vibration of the water in everyone's body changes to this higher vibration simply in the presence of whale song. Can you imagine how that will affect our world? You know, I know most of you know about my partner, Master Kat Puna. She's sitting next to me now, and we're fully telepathic, and she's just a wonderful old, old soul. And she has so much fun with this because as we wake up, she just gets really joyful. So now in the morning, her thing is she walks into the room and she says, "So, Mom, what do the water crystals in your body look like right now?" It's like really makes you think about it, you know. So she's always saying, you know, when you wash your hands, when you use the restroom, when you wash the dishes, take a shower, you know, you should be blessing the water in your body. It doesn't take very long just to say, "Bless the water in my body," and put on the whale sounds. It enhances it even more. So I had to share that with you because it's a simple thing, but it's so important in my life. All right, so the whales want to sing a little bit more for you now so that we can continue to change our vibration. And then we're going to go into this collective vibration of really working on the waters of the world now that we've changed our own personal vibration. So let's embrace the whales again. Just for a couple minutes. Let those sounds really come into your body. Thank you. now that we have lifted our own vibration, we've cleansed the water in our own bodies, let us connect now directly to the energy of the great whales that swim the oceans of the earth. Become aware of your breath now, taking some deep cleansing breaths, grounding yourself, feeling your physical body now in peace, in emotional balance, deeply connected to our hearts. Allow the light that you carry in your heart now to join with the whales, rippling out into the waters of the world, expanding and permeating every molecule of water. We choose to join together now for a common cause, emanating more heart light and love, joining with these great elders who have stewarded this planet and have cleansed the waters for eons. Our energy continues to spark and ignite the waters of the world with transformative healing light. Let us welcome a continual infusion now as we connect to the sun, embracing the solar divine light that flows into you and through you. My affirmation is, my light is now being shared with the rivers, the lakes, and the many streams of earth flowing down into the reservoirs. Our drinking water is being purified, including the pipelines that carry the water to the homes and the people. They're all vibrating with love. Let us clear the water that is used to create the various drinks that are being purified and the water that goes into the many food products that are purified. Even our dish soaps, our shampoos, the many products that are stored in water, let us purify them all and calibrate them with more light. Together we are moving into a unified force of light, purifying, transmuting, and changing every molecule of water back into light. Beloveds, we celebrate this day as we work in harmony with the great whales and with each and every one of you who has gathered together today, who have come here with your heart. You are a force of light. You have answered the call to come together now in this water blessing, and you are deeply honored. Let us join once again to bless the waters of the planet. As we raise our vibrations collectively, we initiate new forms of action and life upon the earth as the vibration rises. See the waters of the world now sparkling with pure light. We bless ourselves as divine instruments working to serve the greater good of all, as we are all water beings. And now, as we join together, see ourselves joining hands as we surround the world now with this beautiful light and our connection to the great cetacean nations. Let us pause for a moment now to offer our love and our immense gratitude to beautiful Mother Gaia. Let this love now go down into the core of her being, into Hollow Earth, and to rise up to the crystalline grid, bringing her healing love and light into every corner of this planet and to all forms of water. From the place of gratitude, we close this healing and blessing today of our beautiful earth, for each of us, for the great whales and dolphins, blessing all beings in all places and at all times. Namaste. I'm here. I'm Lori Rion, and I'm here with my partner, Master Kapuda, as an aspect of Seth. We're so grateful for this opportunity to share this message with you. Remember that you are loved. So it is.
Thank you, Rayon. That was lovely. Being with the humpback whales. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, it's made knowing, you know, of their abilities beyond just the level of faith, you know, having some scientific proof and seeing the results of it for people who very much want that. You know, they're not necessarily ready to embrace animal communication and just the faith of it, you know, knowing these great masters are in these animal bodies. This proof, you know. There's even I think I've mentioned this before, but there's a solar probe that NASA put up some years ago, and it's still recording whale sounds in space, humpback whales.
Yeah. You're kidding.
You know, of course, NASA can't figure it out. I mean, how did the whale sounds get up there, you know? They haven't quite functionality yet, you know? So the whales are everything, you know? They use the violet flame, and their song, their energy is, it's beyond. Thank God they've been here, you know, all this time helping us out. And
yeah.
I always think of us as little toddlers waking up and going, oh, look what they're doing for us, you know? We can get it and help them out.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's great.
Well, if there's nothing like
that. Yeah. Is there anyone on the call that, well, let's see, is everybody back in their body, first of all? If you, Yeah, you might need to wiggle your toes and fingers and stretch a little bit to come fully back into your body before you can speak. And I think I heard Linda, right?
Yes, you heard me. I just wanted to say that was part of the Van Allen belt where they were recording the whale song.
Thank you for sharing that, Linda. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd heard that, and I thought that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was really great, Laurie. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for
I fall asleep, but I was totally fascinated. Thanks.
Good. You know, just that, the consciousness of what we're bringing in now, you know, about water. I mean, everything here is water-based, right? And I liked it when the whale said, "What, you know, we're really like crystallized light, you know? As the water begins to change and move back into crystallization, you know, we're slowly returning to the light body. And I think most of you know, I work with the 13 white whales. They call themselves the cosmic creator gods. And I know Linda's been exposed to them. They're amazing creatures, you know. And so, I mean, there's always more, I guess is my point, you know. There's always more when we look to these great. And the dolphins, too. I mean, there's always more to connect to that sentience that they offer us and the bridge of light, you know, to the next level or the next dimension, the next understanding of how we can live our lives in harmony and peace. And they've done it all, you know, they've been there, done that. So they have the wisdom to share with us on exactly how to do it, to navigate out of any kind of duality, you know, where there's negativity. And what a blessing that is.
Yeah, the white humpback whales are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Linda.
Who just says
anybody
hi?
Anybody else? Is there anybody else that would like to share something or ask a question? You could star 6 and tell us your name.
Hi, Lori. This is Mark in Phoenix.
Hi, Mark.
That was multi-layered for me. I just in that call I realized I need to develop a spiritual practice around water of my, you know, my own creation of sorts. Last month, a few weeks ago, I got a home water distiller. You know, so I'm no longer buying gallons at the, you know, at the supermarket. I'm making my own distilled water and treating it with an analemma wand after it's distilled for restructuring the water. And you made me realize I got to step it up even more with blessings and ho'oponopono and you know, and really develop a much greater relationship with the water that I consume. It's, you know, like Mary, I'm still thanking my toilet water from, you know, 2 months ago, the Gulf water we did 2 months ago. I'm thanking my toilet water and shower water. So I've been, you know, evolving my practice, I guess.
Yeah, remember to body every opportunity you have, because your vibration is the foundation of what you can create here, right?
Yes. There's always opportunities. So thank you so much for, you know, now I'm understanding even better my book, Advanced Quantum Jumping with Water.
Yeah. Very good.
So thank you for helping me continue to evolve my spiritual practice with agua.
I just want to bring gratitude to my partner because, you know, I'm telepathic with her. And, you know, she's in a cat body. She's this wise soul. And a lot of this information, the origin of water, comes from her teachings. She considers herself sort of a cosmologist. You know, she can answer questions about the origin of the planet, the origin of the universe even. She just keeps coming back to water, you know, the importance of the substance of life, and how self-love, self-nurturing, self-care should be the foundation of everything we do. And our society doesn't teach us that. You know, if anything, they teach you to, I don't know, I don't like to be negative or anything, fall on your knees, you know, you're not worthy, life is going to be difficult, all of those old paradigms resonate with, certainly don't resonate with the cats who are, their species teachings is self-love. You know, if you spend any time at all with the cat, you can say they're not going to do it anybody else's way. It's all about freedom. You know, the way is the highway. I mean, that's self-love. They take care of themselves when they give you anything. You know, they really understand that that's important, to take care of their vibration. And that teaching is so important in my life. I didn't have that as a child. And it wasn't my parents. It was just me. I didn't come in with that. I was always wanting to spend time more with other people than focusing on myself. And now, I mean, the teaching, blessing the water in your body, so very, very important.
Excellent.
Yeah. You know that saying, when you get on the airplane, they say if you're traveling with a child and the oxygen mask fell down, you have to put your oxygen on first, you know? A little bit like that. We've got to take care of the water. And then we can help somebody else, you know, and help the planet.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yep. Bingo.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mary.
Is there somebody else that has something you'd like to share or ask? You can start.
I do.
Great. Who's this?
Okay. This is Teresa, and I was wondering, what's the most beneficial thing to do with the water we just cleared? Do we need to go put it in a lake or just drink it or what?
Well, like I just said, I think first thing you should do every day is bless the water in your body. Bless your drinking water. If you can get yourself in the habit of just blessing, just say, bless the water in my body every time you wash your hands or, you know, every time, of course, you bathe or take a shower. It doesn't take but a minute to do that. Just say, I bless the water, you know, and experience that. Also doing the Ho'oponopono prayer is important, I think. You know, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. So you're continually to clear any negative karma around, you know, energy that you've created in your life. So I think that's important. I do that every day. But I sometimes will take water samples. We just did a big ceremony at the beach with a retreat group last week. No, sorry, it was 2 weeks ago now. And each of us put water into a blessing bowl from our different homes, from the different people that traveled for the retreat. And then we blessed it and put crystals into it and said prayers. And then we put it in the ocean and asked that it would ripple out to affect the oceans. Mm-hmm. So I don't do that every day, but, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. And that's something people could do with this water that we just blessed. You could drink some of it, and if you have a source of water nearby that you feel drawn to go offer some of that blessed water to, that's a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, spirit loves ceremony, and water is spirit. I mean, it is sentience, you know. It has its own consciousness. You know, sometimes with Puda, she'll remind me of the times eons ago when we walked along the shorelines, and she says the oceans were singing. And they would have conversations with you, and there was sacred geometry that was visible in the water. I want that again, don't you? I want it to come back to that.
That's great.
I know that starts with each person claiming their own divinity, claiming their own power, and then combining that with the essence of like what we did today so that we can bless the waters of the world together more effectively. And of course, now you know, if you didn't already know, the power of the whale, so bring that into the equation. You know, you can get YouTube, you can listen to whales on YouTube, or you can buy, you know, loads or CDs, or, I mean, they're everywhere. But the humpback whale song, is, you know, it's got some kind of quality to it that God has just bestowed them with that gift, and they can heal the waters. They can heal you. So I take advantage of that, you know. I mean, I think it's a phenomenon.
That's okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anybody else that wants to share or ask a question? You can star six. And
it's Joanne.
Hi.
So thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Joanne.
Thank you, thank you. I've been working with water consciously for many years, always with gratitude and thanks. And
yes.
I thank the water. Thank the precious water, thank you to the earth, and then I drink it, but I've never thought to say bless the water in my body. So that's huge for me. Thank you.
Oh.
I just never, it feels almost selfish, but there can't be anything selfish. I generally say, thank you, precious water. Thank you, Mother Gaia. I am one with you in love. But I've never thought to say, bless the water in my body. I'm
When you do that, you're tuning into the preciousness of you. Again, that quality of self-love, I think in this lifetime for most of us has to be taught, you know, until it becomes second nature. But you are so worthy of the blessing, you know, the actual molecular structure of your own bloodstream, your own water, and that will literally change. It will literally change everything in your life. It'll create a positive emotion.
Wow! And just for a laugh, I've also loved the whales. I've done all of your whale meditations, and I listen to them frequently. So the whale sound is spectacular, and I treasure that. And
home, isn't it? I mean, the humpback whale sing, it's just like a familiarity in our bodies. It's we're hungry for it, I think, you know.
Absolutely beautiful. However, and I ask for my consciousness to be joined with the collective consciousness of the star whales when I sleep. But I never put my practice of water and water blessing and thanks together with the whales. Isn't that it's just crazy. I never thought.
You know, I didn't either. It's a phenomenon now, though, that I would never take a day without that, you know. I can just tell you a little joke, you know, my partner, Pluto, in the morning, in the early years particularly of discovering this, you know, we like walk out in the morning and get ready for breakfast, and she'd look around and she'd say, I don't hear any whales singing. I don't want to clean this house by myself.
I love it.
Better put the whales on.
That's great.
Great, I know. So, no, but it's true.
Such a cat. Okay. Is there anybody else before we close it up for today?
Yes. Hey, Laurie, that was wonderful. And I have to say, I after the whale sounds out, I was gone. So I have no idea what happened after that. But one thing I did want to share, because I've noticed it so distinctly, as I was saying at the beginning of the call, I have a new husky puppy, and she's very, very, very sensitive, and she's very high energy, like all puppies are, but she sort of takes it to the next level. And one thing I have noticed is I've started taking her swimming, which she loves, and before she goes into the water, she's all full of high spirits. But when she comes out of the water, she is a whirling dervish. She has this whole extra level of energy. And then I take her out and it's like whatever it is that she's got in the water that she combined with, it just goes out into the atmosphere. And so when I walk her after that and she's just beside herself with this particular kind of energy she gets from the water, that's the feeling I get, that it's just dispersing, you know, like everywhere we go, it's just going out in the atmosphere. And that's just a daily thing I do now, and I love it so much. And even just walking with her, I'm getting it from her. And I'm like, you know, we're going to be leaping from tall buildings any moment.
No doubt. Yeah.
So,
anyhow,
thank you. It's always so good to hear your voice and hear the flow that comes out of you when you speak. I really, really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Muriel. We love you so much.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, I think, is there anyone else? All right. Okay, well, I think it's time for us to wrap it
up
then. And yes.
Hi, this is Sharon Burke. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I met you in California at Jennifer McLean's event.
Okay.
In 2019.
Oh, wow.
And I went out on the boat, you know, with the whales.
Right, right.
During that time. But also, I just got stung by something. I was looking for how to get to your website, you know, because I wanted to play the whale songs from time to time, because I did do the whale songs back when, you know, when you were doing it for COVID.
Right, right.
Yeah, and so I'm surrounding my property with the whales.
Yes.
And I did not get COVID, thank you.
Yeah, for anybody that's listening still. You know, when the pandemic came, I just asked the whales, I said, you know, because they're such powerful healers, I said, can you help? And they said, they literally said, these are the white whales that I work with. They said, well, we don't know. And I said, oh. They said, but we're going to find out, and we'll get back to you. And they did. And they said that they were given a special dispensation, as you know, if you did it, from source, from God. And they gave me that healing with the golden light to put an immunity shield around everyone that would open their hearts to it, you know. And I think 8,000 people I know that we've tracked have done that healing. And it's still on my website. So if anybody's interested, I think it's $22 donation, and then you get this process. So it's still effective. People are still doing it. I mean, not that COVID's a big issue now, but I feel better going out in the world knowing that shield is around me, you know, that they helped create. So thank
right.
you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. And I can't believe it. I pressed the star 6 before this happened. I put my hand on the, you know, mouse for my computer, and I got stung. I haven't gotten stung by anything for years.
Huh.
What do I do with that? Do I?
Well, what stung you?
I don't know. I think there was a bee in here that I saw earlier.
Yeah.
So it must be what it was.
Well, the only thing I can really say is my shamanic training is when an animal would sting you, or, you know, a rattlesnake would bite you or something. It's a merger of the consciousness of that being with you. It isn't necessarily designed to hurt you. So I would ask for it to be a blessing and for it to heal very quickly, and always, you know, always bring it love and gratitude. Even if it's hurting, say, you know, thank you for this experience, and please give me the wisdom of it. You know, show me the wisdom of what's been co-created here.
Right.
And hopefully that will bring through something that's powerful for you, and will give some further level of immunity, you know.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And if you have that if you have some blessed water there, put that on.
Yeah, blessed water. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Like aloe vera, but bless the aloe vera, because it has water in it too, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, thank you.
All right, thanks. Well, thank you very much, Rayon. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
And, well, I consider it an honor to be asked, and I've just had a wonderful time with this. So.
Yeah, and I will get the recording up on our website this weekend, so anybody who wants to do it again or wants to experience any of the 100-plus other meditations we've had
yeah.
in 9 years,
yeah.
It's globalwaterhealing.org. And our next water meditation is on August 4th, and it's going to be facilitated by Gentle Thunder, who's a lovely woman who has been with us once or twice before. So we're excited to have her back, too.
Beautiful.
So
well,
thanks
everybody.
Again, Laurie.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, everybody.
To say thank you, Mary. I just want to bless mm-hmm. you because the work you're doing is so important. And I don't know if people hopefully don't take it for granted because it's really important that you're doing this work. And
yeah, it's my pleasure. And I love that so many of you on this call show up month after month, year after year. It's really big to put that kind of time and effort into this project.
Yeah.
So I'm going to unmute everybody and we can all say goodbye at the same time. So hold on.
If I leave and I can't find my way back.
Oh,
bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.